Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, Posbus 412365, Craig Hall 2024, of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting, besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur BASF. BASF se landbouoplossings help boere om volhoubaar te produseer en hul oeste te beskerm met gevorderde tegnologie en innovasie. Hallo, ek is Eddie Goldberg en is ingeskakel by AgriScoops, die middelpunt tussen die boer en die verbruiker. Ons gesels vandag oor hoe die BRICS-lande meer moet saamwerk in terme van landbou, veral met die oog op die VSA handelstariewe. Maar soos oudergewoonte kyk ons eers na die landbou nuus hooftrekke. Die beplande opgradering van die Vaalputs kernafvalfasiliteit in die Noord-Kaap lok gemengde reaksies uit. TLESA in die Noord-Kaap waarskei dat die uitbreiding landbou, waterbronne en plaaslike bestaansmiddele kan benadeel en vra vir onafhanklike omgewingsimpakstudie. Die voorsitter van TLESA Noord-Kaap, Jan Palm, sê dit bedreig voedselsekerheid en plaaslike stabiliteit. Die diesel terugbetalingsskema wat ingestel is om sektore soos landbou en mynbou te ondersteun, het vir boere toenemend moeilik geword om van voordeel te trek. Farmers Weekly berig dat streng nakomingsvereistes, veral rakende rekordhouding, daartoe lei dat geldige eise deur die Suid-Afrikaanse Inkomstediens afgekeur word. Onvolledige dieselrekords kan onder andere tot boetes en verlies van terugbetalings lei. Hoewel tot 80% van dieselverbruik kwalifiseer, moet boere noukeurige aankoop en gebruikslogboeke hou om hierdie finansiële voordele te behou. Soos gewoonlik op 'n donderdagoggend gesels ons vandag met die hoofekonoom van die Landboubesigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, AGBIS, Wandile Sislobo. Wandile, die landse landbou is 'n groot uitvoerder. Waartoe word die meeste van ons landbouprodukte uitgevoer?
The African continent remains an important part of South Africa's agricultural trade. Almost half of South Africa's agricultural exports go to the African continent. And if you look at the specifics, I think in 2024, that was about 45%. And then you have the EU being also super important. About 19% of South Africa's agricultural exports to the EU. The UK remains important. 7-8% of South Africa's agricultural exports is the UK. And then you have Asia and the Middle East combined. They are around 25%. Americas is also important, about 6%, and in that figure, of course, is the US, Canada, Mexico, and the others.
In terms of the VSA, is that a belangrijke markt for ons landbouw?
If you're interested in the US figure, it is about 4% of South Africa's agricultural exports. It looks small, but it's important. Nearly half a billion US dollars, key for the citrus farmers in the Western Cape, for those that are in macadamia and other nuts, wine, table grapes, ostrich leathers. So it's an important market for those. But we cannot just throw away the relationship that we have with America. It is important for the sector, but also important for other sectors of the economy. So it must be fixed.
Wat is die impak van die huidige VSA tariewe?
If you think about the trees that many farmers have planted and you ask them about when will those trees start bearing fruits, and you realize that over the next 5 years or so, we could see the harvest of fruit production in South Africa increasing by plus 30%. One way or another, we have to find a way to export those products because they can't be absorbed in the South African market. So there was always this pressure then of saying, let's look for key markets at which we can expand to. And now with the Liberation Day tariffs, they've caused a disruption for everyone because you have countries that were not necessarily sitting and contemplating about their exports. And I'm sure that they themselves now, given the friction they are facing in the US, they will start looking to other markets.
Ons moet aan ander markte ontgin. Hoe kan die BRICS-lande beter saamwerk?
BRICS is a loose cooperation of countries where I would say we have a lot more political and geopolitical alignment than an economic ambition. At this moment, there's a very low intra-BRICS trade, especially in industries like agriculture. And it's not because BRICS on itself doesn't import a lot. The grouping imports a lot. And the issue is the higher tariffs that these countries face, especially the biggest buyers like China. They impose quite significant tariffs. We talk a lot about the US tariffs, but if you can look at the agricultural tariffs that China presents, take for example, the wine industry as an example. South Africa faces tariffs of between 14 and 20%. And you can ask then, what is the question? Why does China not give South Africa concessions and better terms, nice tariffs? And by the way, by nice tariffs, I mean 0% duties so that we are able to access that market.
En dit was die hoof-ekonoom van die Landboubesigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, AGBIS, Wandile Sechlobo. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het.
BASF, die naam waarvoor jy moet vra. Vir meer inligting, besoek ons webtuiste by www.agro.basf.co.za.